Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
How did Tennessee let Mike Vrabel get away? He looks good in light blue.
Ask Mac.
I was asking my wife this last night. I even tweeted about it last night. They thought, this is how stupid people in sports are. This is why I'm so, you know, vocal in how I think dumb people are in sports. They thought that Callahan was better than Mike Vrabel. They got rid of Mike Vrabel to go to that Callahan guy who has now since been fired. Mm-hmm. And Mike Vrabel's now 9-2 in New England.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And, I mean, how do you not want that guy leading your organization? How stupid are the Tennessee Titans?
Rand Carthon was better, too. A guy who had never been a GM before in the world. They gave him the whole, hey, you're in charge. Hire our new coach. You've never done this ever before.
Ever.
Let's go.
Yeah. And so he hired somebody that was probably a lesser quality coach, thinking he could manage him, because that's what these guys do when they get these jobs for the first time. They want to be in full and total control. They all have what they call Napoleon complex, I think is what it is. You know, a lot of these guys, the coaches and GMs that don't have the Napoleon complex, Andy Reid, Mike Vrabel, Mike Tomlin, Ned Yost, like all those guys, they're the ones who are successful. The ones who have the Napoleon complex, Aaron Glenn, are the ones that flame out and aren't successful.
They're the ones that get exiled, like Napoleon, twice.
Yes.
Still came back. History. This was Dave Logan, the play-by-play announcer for the Denver Broncos the other day about, well, he's not out on Bo Nix.
I know there's some people that are out right now on Bo Nix. I'm not one of them. I'm really not. And I'm not taking the house side here because I'm the play-by-play voice of the team. I think this is a good young player that is going through what a lot of young quarterbacks go through, especially in this second year. You're going to see some ups and downs in quarterback play. I mean, Aaron Rodgers going to the Hall of Fame?
Of course.
Without a doubt. How'd he look last night?
Brutal.
I mean, the league is difficult defensively. You're going to, and I think this is just the growing pains of a young quarterback and a coaching staff trying to figure out, like, okay, what do we have and how can we maximize this thing? It's not a constant ascension at that position in the NFL. Nobody starts his rookie season at quarterback and they just kind of do that until they get to the top of the leaderboard and then they retire.
So that, again, is Dave Logan, the play-by-play for the Denver Broncos. I don't really agree with the Aaron Rodgers thing. Aaron Rodgers is 40.
Aaron Rodgers is a grandpa.
But
yeah. I mean, well, is he married? Do we know? People are still looking for the wife. I don't know.
But I sat here this morning, and I thought of, who are the Denver Broncos? They're the AFC version of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Good defense and no quarterback kind of thing?
Yeah. They are building their roster around a mediocre quarterback. And I know that we went in preseason and said that there's possibility that Jalen Hurts could be a top five quarterback. That has since dissipated quickly because what we've seen this year, the frustrations, it's still the same thing. But what's weird is Philadelphia is still one of the best teams in the NFL and still potentially going to be the one seed in the NFC. But Philadelphia, by God, they are one of the most boring teams to watch. Why? Because they win, and you ask yourself, how are they winning?
How the hell do they do that?
And everybody around, what is the important part of it? Because we saw when Mahomes won the Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore and Juju Smith-Schuster and MBS, you can do that because you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I think Bo Nix forever will be in that purgatory as one of the in the gaps of like the 17th to 12th best quarterback in football. I think he's in that gap. I don't think he'll ever be a top 10 quarterback, never will be a top five quarterback. We know who the five best quarterbacks are in football. But I think
Drake May and everybody else.
I think his ceiling is maybe at some point his ceiling could be where Sam Darnold has turned his career around.
Could be.
You wouldn't put Sam Darnold in the top 10, would you?
No.
Would you?
It'd be close.
Today,
you're talking 10, you know.
Yeah, 10's a lot, man. Yeah. 10's a lot.
But he's number 10, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And you look at what they're doing with Bo Nix. He has the number one defense. He has a top two offensive line. Mm-hmm. And he has a coach that kind of just does his thing, whether you like him or not. Nick Sirianni. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni. You can hate him. He's got a punchable face. You don't like the way he carries it. But by God, he's the right guy for that job. Sean Payton has been the right guy for Denver. They are against the cap because of paying Russell Wilson. They have Bo Nix, who's in his second year, but he is, I think, maybe we've seen what we're going to get the most of out of Bo Nix, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at what that defense is in Philly. You look at what that offensive line is in Philadelphia. They put, you know, they put talent around Jalen Hurts because they need to. Denver is going to consistently try to put talent around Bo Nix, right? Now, Cortland Sutton, Mims, I think, is in there as well. Evan Ingram as well. RJ Harvey is going to be the running back this week. The rookie is, I think he's potentially could be a really, really, really good piece in that offense. And then it's Bo Nix, right? Then you start to think, okay, hey, we need you to take a couple of deep shots down the field throughout the game, and hopefully we hit one of them or two of them, and we can put a 10-point lead up and pad that back with our defense. What do they do in Philadelphia? They went and got A.J. Brown. They went and drafted Devontae Smith. They went and got Saquon Barkley. They drafted everybody from Georgia on that amazing defensive line. And then they said, okay, Jalen, this is what we need you to do. Every once in a while, can you throw the ball downfield and hit? And what do they complain about all the time in Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts. But that team is 7-2, 8-2, whatever the hell they are. And then you look at Denver and you think to yourself, is Bo Nix, right? The audio that we had earlier. Bo Nix this, Bo Nix that. Crowd booing. Does the crowd boo in Philadelphia? Of course they do. Are they booing the team? No, they're not. They're booing the production of their quarterback. When you look at Denver, it's the same thing. And if that works for you, then so be it. But that's where I think these two teams are similar, because Denver's not fun. Denver's not an attractive 8-2 team, right? You look at the Los Angeles Rams. Very good defense, really good quarterback, lots of options on the offensive side with Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams. They're fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Seattle, fun to watch. The Chiefs, at times, very fun to watch. But Denver, Philadelphia, very boring, very cut and dry, very defensive oriented, and that's the way they're going to do their thing. I think there's a lot of similarities between Denver and Philadelphia because of where they are at quarterback.
And that's why it concerns me this weekend going to Denver, because they do things a different way and because they do things, you know, completely off the charts, and they find ways to win, and they've been finding those ways to win games. And when, you know, once you start finding ways to win games, that also becomes a habit for you. I mean, here we are now, you know, right before Thanksgiving, and they're still finding ways to win games. I mean, it's no longer, well, it's just early or anything like that. No, they have found ways to win games, and that does become habit. And so that's why that kind of concerns me this weekend. Yeah, Bo Nix is nothing. They don't have J.K. Dobbins. There's not much of a wide receiver situation going on right now. They do have a good offensive line. You know, and if they do have a good offensive line, is that going to neutralize Chris Jones? And is that going to allow them to be able to go out there and do the things that what they want to do from an offensive standpoint, because they are still solid along that offensive line? And that's the biggest concern that I have. Where they are the strongest is where we kind of need some help. That's on the defensive line for the Chiefs. They're strong on the offensive line. They've got to win that battle, Kansas City does, this weekend. There's no more kind of like take this day off and, you know, let the linebackers and defensive backs carry you. This has to be a defensive line carried game. You've got to pressure Bo Nix. You've got to get into his face. You've got to make things difficult for him, because if you just allow him to hang out back there and he has success, he will build on success, because it does become habit. They find ways to win games, and success begats success. And so you've got to find a way early on and you know, dominate an area that you haven't really dominated all year long. When was the last time we saw this defensive line take over a game?
Vegas.
Eh.
Carlottis Jones both had sacks. They won 31-0. But it was Geno. It was Vegas Raiders offensive line, which is terrible.
But Geno Smith is more Bo Nix than Bo Nix is Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah, somebody said on the text line, so basically the way you're describing Bo Nix is like Alex Smith light. Very similar.
Well, but not as good as Alex Smith.
No, but it took Alex Smith till he was 32 to where he really developed. Yeah. I mean, once Harbaugh came and took over, it's like, here's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, because I was very similar to your skill set. Here's how we can make you successful. Colin Kaepernick came in, which is a blessing and a curse for San Francisco, because then we got Alex Smith in Kansas City, and he was what we wanted. Hey, you're not going to throw the deep ball, but once in a while, just once a game, hit 10 down the field, and you'll see how this offense can open up. But a lot of it was what they're doing in Denver, like scheming, crossing, quick out, stuff like that. So, like, there is that possibility, because Bo Nix can use his legs. Alex Smith can use his legs.
Mm-hmm. I don't
Bo Nix can use his arm. Alex, it's very similar.
I envision Alex Smith is much better than Bo Nix.
By the end of his career, yes, but Bo Nix has been in the league 2 years.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm down on Bo Nix, but I'm also concerned with Bo Nix, if that makes sense. Like, I'm still very concerned about this game, because, you know, we've talked about all of this stuff and on paper and who's out and who's not playing and the Chiefs should do this and the Chiefs should do that. where's the confidence from this team to go out there and actually do what we're talking about and deliver the game that we need as fans to see? I mean, I think there are a lot of fans that are kind of on edge for this game going into this game against the Denver Broncos, and rightfully so, because what Dusty said at the beginning, if they lose at 5-5, we're having real conversations about not going to the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that this team needs to go out there and match that intensity that I think the fans have going into this game of knowing how important, how vital this is. And you can't just go out there and say, oh, it's the Denver Broncos, it's Bo Nix, and they don't have J.K. Dobbins, and think you're just going to throw your hat out there, Chris Jones, and have a field day, because you're not.
It feels like, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, Bob, a lot of your concern, your worry is less like football X's and O's and more like, they've had 10 days of hearing the narratives, and the Chiefs have all this pressure, and the 3.5-point favorites at Denver, and it's more of like the storyline surrounding this game rather than what's actually happening. And I get that.
Yeah,
because there's more pressure.
Yeah, if you're just looking at the X's and O's, it's a no-brainer. The Chiefs win this game going away. You know, you just look at the X's and O's, but it's never about the X's and O's. It's about those players. And, man, I just have in the back of my mind, and it's going to be there for the rest of the year, Patrick, we come out slow. We didn't come out with enough energy. How is that possible? You play one day a week, and it's an NFL game in front of 75,000 people. How are you not bringing the energy? How is that possible? And I know they've played extra games. I don't want to hear about all that kind of stuff, right? It's bring the energy. Like, we come every day with the energy. It's what you do. It's your job. You've got to bring the energy. And to hear them say they don't have the energy to play in an NFL game? Come on.
Yeah, the hell with EGE. How about BDE? Right? You know what that acronym stands for, right?
Beat that ass?
BDE.
Oh, BDE.
BDE.
Big blank energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like I said yesterday. Mahomes got to go be him.
But Chris Jones is the one that really concerns me more as we get closer and closer to this game. Man, I'm just... I don't have much faith in him anymore. I really don't.
Okay. Well,
I have going in the wrong lane and Bo Nix running past him.
We'll see.
Getting pushed back on run plays,
standing up straight. Yep. Watching things happen.
I'm with you.
To me, if you really want to know why I'm kind of apprehensive about this game, I do not believe that Chris Jones is going to bring what we need for the rest of the year. I think the game has passed him by. I just do.
Okay. Who wants to bet that when we go to break, we hear you're listening to 96.5 The Fan with Fesco and Dusty?
But, I mean, that should be everybody's concern, right? Like, we need this defensive line to rattle Bo Nix. We really do. Like, sure. This has to be that kind of game.
Spaghetti and meatballs, Spags. Coming up on the other side, you know what it is. It's Mitch Holtis, your voice of the Kansas City Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994. Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Second down, Denver inside their one. Elway is under center. Now he pulls away again, his hands on his hips. He looks back at Gordon McCarter, the referee, said, hey, what gives?
Again, I have asked the defense to help lower the crowd noise. Any further crowd noise problem will result in a charge timeout against Kansas City. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for listening to 96.5 The Fan today as we are now joined by Mitch Holtis. Mitch, it's been very tough for me to stay focused this week because there is not a franchise in sports that I hate more than the Denver Broncos. Mitch, I hope you're having a great Red Friday.
That should have you even more focused and beating your head against the sheetrock. Mac Morey's already doing that. That's what Mac does every day, though. By the way, he's a savant on the American Sun Conference for basketball.
Is he? But, who's in that league?
Yes. I don't even know. Mac can tell you, but yeah. Northeast Conference, I have no idea. I think maybe Wofford or Mercer. Yeah. Anyway, gigantic game. Mm-hmm. People have asked me, is it a must-win? No. It's like going to the Kansas Speedway and watching a car way out in front with still a third of the race to go, and a lot of things can happen, but still it's critical. And the Chiefs, they win this one, then the world looks differently.
Yep, absolutely. And for me, my biggest concern going into this game, Mitch, is Chris Jones. I mean, it's time for us to see the Chris Jones of old, if he's still able to be the Chris Jones of old.
Well, and easier said than done when you've got to go up against this offensive line, and especially inside. Quint Miners is a stud. Mm-hmm. Their right guard, Wisconsin Whitewater, I've admired him and liked him ever since he was like working out in the north woods of Canada, like pulling trees out by the roots. And we got to get Chris some help, even on the inside. We got to draw some fire off him, if you will, to give a military term, because he's getting so much attention. And we've got to get some help from some other guys to help Chris out.
Who is that?
Anybody. Anybody and everybody. Honestly, there is no one guy. It's everybody. It's Dana, Amenahu, I think a guy that will really come on these next eight games is Ashton Gelati. We saw signs of it in the Buffalo game. He got his first half sack, really a sack, but give George half of it, but that's fine. It's certainly George who's dealing with this thumb issue, but it's anybody and everybody that's going to play on that offensive line. It's Pinnell, it's Naughty, all of them.
Mitch, how big of a game is this for the group that protects number 15?
Wow, the biggest game. You know, that's it's interesting, Dusty. That group is really the closest thing to a fraternity that is on a team, part of a subculture. That, you know, think of a fraternity row at a college, and you've got the wide receivers in one house and the running backs in another. That the offensive line really is a fraternity. Now, this week reminds me a little bit of Super Bowl 57. If you remember all of the talk about the Eagles' pressure in going into that game and the fact that they were going to break the record of the 85 Bears in sacks. Now, the Broncos are going to probably break that record this year. But you remember how many sacks the Eagles had in that Super Bowl 57?
Zero.
Remember the T-shirts and the parade? Zero sacks.
Right.
I remember walking into the locker room in this euphoric state. Like, the first guys I saw were Creed and Trey and that offensive line, and they're yelling at me like, hey, Mitch, how many sacks did the Eagles have? Now, I say that only because this group, and answer your question, Dusty, has got to be as much of a fraternity as they've ever been. And Kingsley Suamati has now joined this fraternity. Mm-hmm. But this is probably the biggest challenge he's had since he's moved to left guard. And he's doing a really good job there. But now he really feels a part of this group.
Yeah.
Just being out there with the guys. I'm like I said, I'm very blessed to have the coaches and all the guys next to me be out there with them. But just being out there and being able to play the game that I love, that's the biggest.
How close are you guys? Because it seems like you've got your own little kind of fraternity.
Very close. Everyone's always checking on everybody, making sure everybody's always 30 minutes early before work. So everyone's always on each other. So, yeah, we're very close.
So he had a rough pledge year in the fraternity, but he's fully active now. But these guys have got to play together. That's the answer to your question, Dusty, because this defensive front of Denver, we know they got 46 sacks, the most in 37 seasons. But what they have is a new school, one of the new school keys to this game, and it's the quick pass rush. To negate a great pass rush, you do get rid of the ball quick, right? Trevor Lawrence out in 2.2 seconds, Tua Tagovailoa, quick screens, quick slant. Quick one-man screen to the back, little flare pass. These guys, the Denver Broncos, are on you faster than you can even get that done. Their quick pressure rate is the best so far the NFL has ever seen. So this group on the offensive line of the Chiefs has got to be spectacular in this game.
So what do you have to do from an offensive standpoint, though, to neutralize that Denver defense?
Well, you've got to attack them. You've got to somehow take the fight to them. And even though, I mean, your screen game has got to be good, you've got to somehow attack the guts of the middle. There's got to be some semblance of the run game. Your under center game, which the Chiefs play, you know, they'll play pistol, they'll mostly play shotgun, but they do play some under center. That has got to be a vital part of your attack. And even though they get there fast, sometimes you can get by their armpit. And Rashi Rice is key in this game, and a guy like Rashard Smith, that you've got to be quicker than they're quick, or you've got to somehow get by them. And every play call in this game will be critical, everyone.
Mitch, what have you seen with this team with their wins and what you've seen with their losses?
Okay, I got to give a little bit of credit here to Dana Hughes, my esteemed colleague and the senator from Iowa or New Jersey, claims two states. But we were talking about, and let me set it up this way. The Chiefs have won the toss, you guys, 7 times in 9 games. Now, in the new age of football, which really started the last 7 to 8 years, if you win the toss, you...
defer.
Defer. Why do you defer?
Halftime.
Halftime.
You get back-to-back possessions. Yeah. You get a wraparound. I call them the double dip. You get the double dip. It's like your wife telling you, don't double dip, you're chipping the sauce and you do it anyway.
I tell my wife not to double dip.
Well, on the other side. Anyway, and then like, what's that sour cream in that dip?
Oh, she contaminates the salsa with the cheese every single time.
And it and the sour cream looks like sewage in there.
Oh, it's awful. It is a mess.
Anyway, here's the point. Double dipping. The Chiefs have won the toss 7 times in 9 games. That means they have had, essentially, it hasn't worked out always perfectly, but almost all the time, the last half of the second quarter, or the last possession, quarter, first possession in the third. Detroit gave them one more. Detroit took the ball in week 6. That's 8 times out of 9 the Chiefs have had a double-dip potential. In their 5 wins, in the Chiefs' 5 wins, so think of 10 here, 10 possessions, 5 times 2, the end of the second, start of the third, 5 times in their wins, the Chiefs have 7 touchdowns and a field goal in those 10 possessions in their 5 wins. The Charger loss is notwithstanding. It's the only time they didn't have that. The Chargers won the toss. The other 3 games that they've lost, Philadelphia, Jacksonville, Buffalo, the Chiefs in double-dip opportunities have had no touchdowns, 1 field goal, and 4 3-and-outs. The point here is that the hypothesis was, how are we doing on double dips? And I even went back to last year, and it wasn't as profound as this. But the thesis now is that third quarter possession or the second quarter end of possession, especially if you double dip, or even if you don't and you're playing defensive double dip, it becomes as critical almost as the last 2 minutes of the game. It's not the end of the game. You have all your timeouts. If you start the third quarter, you got all this time. But it's almost like watching the movie or reading the book or listening to the books on tape and going, wait a minute. Let's go back to that point in the movie. That's when this thing was decided.
Yeah.
That's what the Chiefs have to maximize for the rest of the season.
So it's funny you say that, because I was kind of thinking the same thing the last, you know, week or so, watching the double dips and not getting anything out of them. And, you know, there's a couple of us that text during the games and whatnot. We're like, all right, the double dip is coming. We're excited about that. But it hasn't been that productive. And it's funny that you were thinking that way, because I was as well, going, it's just not like it was a couple of years ago where you knew they were going to score before halftime and then get the ball back and score again and really put opponents away.
Well, 2 new school areas that I wanted to accentuate with you guys today that will decide, I think, the rest of the season, really for the Broncos and the Chiefs, is 1, the quick pressure rate, and then 2, who maximizes double dips. Now, this coin toss thing will even out. We're not going to win the coin twice every week.
Right.
And 7 out of 9 is a pretty high percentage. But then it's also defending those double dips. And a 3-and-out is devastating. That first drive of the third quarter, you get a 3-and-out, it deflates your defense.
Mm-hmm.
I was even talking with the offensive staff and Matt Nagy about it. Like, if you don't put some critical emphasis in that drive and you go 3-and-out, it is a not only a lift to the opponent, but it's mostly a drag down to the defense. So, and then if you're playing defense, it's a win.
Yeah.
You've got to look for little wins throughout a game like this game. This game's the eventual winner will all get all the little wins throughout the game. And a little win is stopping the double dip from the opponent, because more often than not, they're going to take the or defer their choice to the second half.
Mitch, looking like Isaiah Pacheco won't play this game, is there a way that you can beat this defense by trying to actually run the football?
Yeah, it's just going to have to be really, really creative in how you do it, both in personnel and scheme. And the Chiefs are that way anyway. Andy Reid's had that approach really ever since he got here. This isn't Christian Okoye bashing in on ISOs and leads. But you can, and you must. And even if think about a four-yard gain on a run or a pseudo run, or a pseudo run is a pop pass or, you know, a quick throw. Much like, it's what Denver does on offense. That's exactly what they do. And so a four-yard gain on those plays in this game specifically, are little minor wins.
Talking with Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch, and in their offense, they're not going to have J.K. Dobbins. They've got Bo Nix as their quarterback. They don't put up a lot of points. What are you looking at from a Denver offense this week?
Bo Nix is dusty. Well, first of all, let me ask this question.
Okay.
You ever wake up in the middle of the night thinking, wait a minute, I forgot I had this class? And it's December the 12th, and I've not been to this class.
Right.
And now I got to somehow not get an F. You guys ever had that?
Right? Yeah, right, yeah.
It happens every week. Right? So Bo Nix is the dude that didn't go to class all semester, was supposed to sit next to you, didn't go to class, and aces the final. Here's why. It is one of the more interesting studies I've ever seen. You realize Cam Ward is the only quarterback in the NFL that has a worse passer rating in the first three quarters than Bo Nix. Eight of his interceptions have been in the first three quarters. In the fourth quarter, only he and Baker Mayfield have nine plays of 30 yards or more. He's got four game-winning drives, and his quarterback rating just goes through the roof in the fourth quarter. I've never really seen anything like this where you're getting all the pop quizzes you're flunking or getting D's on it, and then you ace the final. Uh-huh. That's Bo Nix. And so far, that's added up to 8-2, that and their flesh-eating defense.
Yeah, I mean, but what is it more? Like, is it Bo Nix figuring out ways in the fourth quarter, or is it that flesh-eating defense that keeps them in it to allow Bo Nix to figure this thing out late in games?
I'll add a third. I think their offensive line wears people down. Yeah. I think this offensive line is one of the most improved in the league. I mean, Garrett Bowles used to be a holding machine. Now, some of it is scheme. Let's go back to Dusty asking me, how do you run the ball? Well, you do a little bit of what Denver does all the time. They are, again, the ball's coming out fast, or their runs are, they max protect a lot, or they halfway max protect, meaning I can block five, one throws, five can go out. That's the least protection you can have. Or I can do any combination of those other six players or five players because one guy's throwing the ball. These guys max protect a lot, but I do think their O-line wears people down. They're physical. They want to beat you down, much like our guys can do, but it's going to be a war with this offensive line all day. Now, the other stuff that you mentioned, which is obvious, what's not so obvious is this offensive line, which we're not in a gauntlet of offensive lines. We're playing, I think, four of the top five or six offensive lines in the league. We played Buffalo. They're right there. The Colts have the best offensive line in the league, arguably, and Dallas isn't far behind. But this Denver group is really improved. Biggest improvement of their team, I think.
You know, Mitch, you're looking at this game and everything that you're saying, it should be a fairly close game. And I think it is going to be a fairly close game, and it's probably going to be a fourth quarter type game. But a concern I do have is, like, you keep talking about how they need to get the ball out quick. Is Patrick Mahomes going to be willing to do that, or is he going to go back to trying to play some sort of hero ball at times like he does and try to hold on to the ball to try to hit the deep pass? Is he going to be able to allow himself to take the quick underneath routes?
Well, don't get me wrong. You're going to want to take some shots on this team too. You just have to be really strategic about it. And you're going to have to also max protect against it. I guess be really creative. But we've seen the Chiefs do that. I got faith in their game plan. The Chiefs are locked in on this game, man. They are locked in. And Pat is going to be locked in. So you've got to take some shots. But I think we're going to get playoff Pat in this game. It's not a must win. It's critical, but it does feel playoffish. And that's when Pat's at his best, whether he's smoking it down the field at 40 yards, or he's doing what he needs to do to keep a drive alive, or attack a first drive of the third quarter as if it's the last 2 minutes of the game. you look at his playoff numbers and how he handles it versus the rest of the season, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, we get the intensity. We've heard a lot this year about them saying, oh, we came out slow, we didn't match the intensity. Are they going to start matching the intensity?
Oh, no. The look I'm getting throughout this week is, no, it's on. They know. The Chiefs know. Our guys know.
Okay.
You're going to get the intensity in this game from both sides. Every play is going to matter. Every series is going to matter. This is a rock hard, rock on game.
Mitch, I want to get your perspective on this because I want you to put yourself in Andy Reid's shoes. Now, I know that you are, you know, utmost and respectful to everything that you've done around this team, but you're Andy Reid. You're playing the best defensive line in football, and what you say is not a must win, but it's an important win. Do you put Josh Simmons out there at left tackle?
That's the question of the week. Yeah, but I think we've got to be realistic. I don't know what he'll do as far as does he rotate some guys? Is it realistic to ask Josh after not playing for 5 weeks to play the flush hitting defense and go, hey, go get him for 70 snaps and be great in this game? Mm-hmm. And yet I think Josh brings such a skill set that you play him some. To answer your question, I would say yeah, but I think we've got to be realistic about it.
Okay.
Not that there's a pitch count, but there's got to be a feel to the game and seeing how this is all working. But to say he's going to be inactive, I wouldn't go that far.
And then the other thing I want to bring up is what really cooked the Chiefs last time they played football was the Buffalo Bills. Where do you see them trying to scheme against Evan Engram?
Yeah, well, this isn't a tight end centric offense. Now they use him some, but they do a bunch of other stuff. He struggled this year a little bit, but they've. It's other things to worry about. They got a really cool play. And I'll give Sean Payton credit on this one. They send guys on vertical routes, right? They're out on verts. And then they go, oh, Bo Nix is going. It's all covered up. I guess I'll throw a check down. Nothing else to do here. And then a guy will pop out of the clouds, a tight end, and they'll have a one-man screen set up. Usually on a one-man or quick screen, that's done right away. These guys do it on a delayed basis. I thought, okay, that's halfway brilliant. That play concerns me more than what Dalton Kincaid did to the Chiefs in the Buffalo game. I think it's a different scheme, different group, other things to worry about.
All right. The other thing that you have to watch, though, is we know it's big. They don't get where it's too big, and they start playing outside themselves. You know, that's a concern as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but think about how many big games our guys have played.
Yeah.
Holy crud. I mean, 5 Super Bowls in 6 years. And people have recency bias on this. Like, this is the first challenger the Chiefs have ever had in this 9-game run. Stop it. Actually, the Raiders were good in 2016. The Raiders were in this position, and Jack Del Rio and all that, and the Chiefs able to overtake them in December on a Thursday night game. Mm-hmm. The Chargers in 2018 were 12-4, right? And the Chiefs being 9-6 in 2023. Like, we've been here before. And these guys, the Chiefs, have played so many big games. I go back to the 2022 draft class. These guys are like veterans who have been in so many battles at a young age. And so the game's not too big for them. They won't get too geeked out. The younger guys are the ones you worry about in that, but I don't see that in these guys. So I just think it's big game time. It's big game time, and attack these guys. Take the fight to them.
No doubt, Mitch. Enjoy the game. I'm going to go back and join Mac and bang my head against sheetrock until 10 o'clock and then have myself an afternoon.
Attaboy. Attaboy. And I've got you volunteered for a crash dummy test up at the Clay Como plant just to get you, like, get the vibe. Mm-hmm. And so if you can be there by 2:15, I think is when they have you scheduled.
Okay.
So
he'll be there.
Yeah. And put the black and white little decals on you, so it'll be good.
Perfect.
Right. Thanks, Mitch. We appreciate it.
See ya.
That's Mitch Holtz. It's brought to you by GEHA and Silverside Eye Center, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and by Silverside Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient
care. He wants you to be a crash test dummy.
That's right.
Yeah, with the decals.
And then call me Bo Nix. I went from Tom Brady to Bo Nix in 9 weeks. Apparently, I can ace a final and miss the entire class. That's
a compliment.
It's not true.
No.
It's actually the complete opposite. I go to the class all year long, fail the final.
That's exactly what I would do, too. I'd be in every damn class. Test, eh.
Oh, I had horrible test anxiety.
Terrible.
Horrible. I would study all night for math tests, and then they'd put the test face down, flip it over, and I was gone.
Gone. Forget everything, yeah.
He needs the wind.
Yeah, he does.
Again, that was Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, Incorporated, also by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up next, it's Mac Morey takes over the show with one word. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Red Friday, it's been too long. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm hype.
Oh, yeah, Daddy. Oh, yeah, Daddy. Oh, yeah, Daddy.
We had a good text in the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. The Chiefs need to bottle up Mitch Holtis's energy, and then they'll for sure win every game. That's damn right, man. Just go talk to Mitch before the game. You'll be ready to go.
Yep. Bang your head against a sheetrock wall, apparently, Mac. That's what I'm really good at doing.
It's funny when Mitch was talking about all of those big games that the Chiefs have been in, and in my mind I'm going, but have they been in one this big? Like, where their backs are truly against the wall. Like, where your season is kind of on the line, right? Playoffs, Super Bowl, that's all out there. You're already in. This is one that may not let you in. That's why I don't know if they faced a regular season game at this magnitude. But then Mitch talked about the Raiders. He talked about the Chargers last couple of years. So they've got to match that intensity, man. That's the one thing that concerns me going into this game. Can they match the intensity of the Denver Broncos?
And this does feel like a little bit different maybe than some of those other situations, given the context of the division being more competitive, all of those things. So with that, I say one word on this Sunday's game against the Broncos.
Vital. It's a vital game.
Isn't
I don't
the running back for the Chargers?
Yeah, Vital, right? Yeah. Veal. Wasn't there like a guy named Veal that played professional sports?
I don't know. You got to try it, though.
Dermondo Veal. Or
never had Veal?
No, I was just saying, try the Veal.
Try the Veal. It's like, every comedian, hey, try the Veal. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry, I got us so off track.
There was a Vele or a Veal guy that played in the NFL.
A Vele sounds familiar.
But it was spelled Veal, I think. V-E-A-L.
I'll do some research.
What was the question?
One word to describe this game against the Broncos.
That's it. Vital for the Denver Broncos. It's the biggest regular season game Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have ever played.
Okay.
Together for sure.
In this era, it's the biggest regular season game that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have ever had.
My one word would be, I would say homage. Pay homage to Denver. They're finally up and having it. They had John Elway for all those years. But the Chiefs fans always said to themselves, gosh, get the John Elway guy. Pay homage to Denver and let them realize that you have Patrick Mahomes and he's still around, even if they are 5-4. I said it yesterday. Go do it. Go remind them why we hate Denver and let Denver now have a new hatred for Kansas City because we had John Elway to deal with. Now you have Patrick Mahomes to deal with. Homage.
We'll stick in the NFL here. Some breaking news coming from yesterday. Tom Pelissero had it first, I believe. The NFL has worked with lawmakers, regulators, and sports betting partners. Oh, no, Dusty. To limit and, where possible, prohibit prop bets in the NFL. One word.
Good. It just has to be done. I mean, we couldn't handle it. We have shown, as human beings, we can't handle nice things. And so now we have to put in rules because we can't handle nice things. It's the right thing to do, though. It really is. And it's probably going to save a lot of people from themselves, too. You know. But sorry, we tried, and you didn't behave.
I don't know if this is one word, but it's self-checkout. The same thing. Remember we had self-checkout?
Used to.
Yeah. People stole.
People were stealing big time.
Took it away. They take those little taco seasoning packages, because I went to the people at Hy-Vee and I did some investigative research. I said, hey, how come you don't have self-checkout anymore? And they said, because people would take taco seasoning packages, put it underneath the steak.
I heard that as well at Hy-Vee. Yeah.
Charge $1.99 for a $20 ribeye. Put it in the bag. Nobody knows. So self-checkout, everyone has ruined it for everybody. You know what you can't do. You know what you can do. You still did it. Now we can't do it because we suffer because of you. So, Richards.
I'm also liking it, though. It's putting people back to work. I'm not the employee of the store either, you know. So, but I mean, to have the opportunity, if you got one or two items, fine. But people ruin everything. Human beings ruin everything.
That's why we couldn't eat at the restaurant when food got messed up, because servers would do it on purpose. Oh, I forgot we were supposed to put no sauce. No, you didn't, Brandon. No, you didn't.
Just wanted a free sandwich.
Why do you have the Joker smile and barbecue sauce on your face?
People would do that. I mean,
that's why we couldn't do it, because they'd do it on purpose. Mac knows. He worked in the industry.
For sure.
People would be like, oh, yeah, that's supposed to be dry. I guess I can get rid of that for you. Yeah, in the trash can.
Exactly. Yep.
That's how it works.
They'd rather throw it away than let you
so
eat it.
So you can't have the privilege. Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not? Or if you were close with your manager, they'd say, take that somewhere quickly. And you're like, thank you, Robin.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Under Armour splitting up.
See ya.
No longer partners. One word.
Big would be my one word. That's a big star with their brand. They have Otani. They have him. Cooper Flagg.
Yep.
So they went with the American flag and got rid of Steph Curry. They say, you're about to be out, and I don't want this. Steph Curry have a Nike shoe in 2 months.
You start to see State Farm's moving away from Patrick, right? They moved away from Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of just what happens.
Yeah, you got to go where the product's hot. You can't be stale. I mean, I know Steph Curry's on his way out, right? Like, that's inevitable. What's he got, maybe 2 years left in the NBA?
Yeah, 2 years maybe. If he wanted to play longer, he could, but
he could be Ray Allen.
Oh, forever, till he's 45.
Go play with Luka in L.A.
That would be
sit
fun.
In the corner.
That would be fun. Also be fun if the Royals can find a trade partner for Chris Bubich. It is gaining some momentum, gaining talks right now in the MLB offseason. One word on the idea of trading Chris Bubich.
Good. I'd trade everybody on the team except Bobby Witt. I don't care who they are. I trade everybody on the Chiefs right now except for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you have to look at ways to make your organization better. I've said this for years, got dumped on a lot, that I would trade these guys and whatnot. Everybody is expendable in sports if you can make your organization better. Now, obviously, Bobby and Patrick are two different type of human beings. Everybody on these rosters is expendable. I thought it was funny. Max said to me this morning, he goes, starting to understand. Get rid of them all. You're all just replaceable parts, man. I understand athletes are human as well, but in the scheme of what they do for a living, you are a replaceable part, except for maybe the one percenters that are out there athlete-wise.
Oh, that's right. Cooper and Shohei are New Balance. My bad. Yeah, not Under Armour. Who is with Under Armour?
Yeah, I was going to say, then who is with Under
Armour? I know Jordan Spieth is. That's about the only one I know.
I didn't know Under Armour was still a thing, quite frankly.
I feel like Bryce Harper's probably... No, he's probably New Balance, too.
Freddie Freeman. Huh. I mean, it's rough. Curry was their guy. Michael Phelps.
Oh, nice.
Nice in 2012. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Royals, Bubich, one word, luxury.
Mm.
Like, if that's what you got to do to get rid of, to gain, then yes, do it. Go. You have a luxury in Chris Bubich. Maybe you've seen peak Bubich, and maybe you are concerned with injury, and somebody else says, hey, we'll bring him in. Maybe his career, you know, pivots in a different direction. The injuries stop. I don't know. Maybe he's faced the worst that he's faced. The Royals did that with Cole Reagans. Coming off two Tommy John injuries, Texas was like, we need a closer. You need pitching. Let's shake hand. He might have some injuries in the future, but I don't think they can get any worse than what they've been, but it's your job now. We've seen him kind of get a little bit hurt this last year, but hopefully that's in the past, but it's the same thing. Tex had a luxury item in Cole Reagans. We had a luxury item in Rose Chapman. Trade. There you go.
And then MLS and Apple, new partnership agreement, season pass on MLS will no longer exist. All MLS games are going to be available on Apple TV.
It's smart. If you're not the NFL, you need to get your product into the hands of the people and not charge them extra for that. And that's a smart move by MLS. I feel like they're struggling, though, man, changing the whole season now and everything.
They're struggling because they're competing with the NFL. Yeah. So now they're going to flip it, right?
No, they're going to compete more with the NFL.
Oh, more with it. Yeah,
I think so.
They're going to start in July, have a little bit of a winter. They're basically doing what EPL does. You know, they're trying to get on that European schedule, and they're going to be off in the early spring, I guess, or late spring, early summer, maybe. you know, and they're going to go like from July to May or something like that. I don't know, man. It's like they're grasping at straws right now, because I think the Women's Soccer League is going to pass the MLS for where people are interested. You know, I know here in Kansas City, people talk more about the current than they do Sporting KC at this point in time. Now, Sporting isn't winning and the current is, but wow. I feel like since the current came into Kansas City, Sporting Kansas City has taken a big time backseat for this. So I feel like the MLS is kind of grasping at straws.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But also smart. If you're baseball, if you're basketball, if you're hockey, and people subscribe to these services that have your games, let them have those games for free. It creates fandom, man.
Yeah, I felt like there was a little bit of minor Chiefs heartbreak last Saturday when the current lost. Like, my sister's like, we lost. My day's ruined. Season ticket holder. Loves the team. Devastated. So,
damn.
Current, great season.
Love hearing that passion, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Huge. I mean, it's unbelievable the way that Kansas City supports the current. It's great. It's wonderful. It's outstanding because they win. It's fun. You want to be part of something that's fun and winning. And
great stadium, too.
Their stadium's sick. So especially sick at night when you cross that bridge and it's lit up in teal. Sick.
So fun.
Coming up next on the other side, it's not sick, it's script. 96.5 The Fan, you're over Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.